Hi, this is Ken Marsh, and today I'm in the studio with Brad King. You may recognize Brad's name. He's a well-respected nutritional researcher. He's also a performance nutritionist and a fitness expert who holds a master's degree in nutritional science and is certified by the International Sports Science Association as a master of fitness science. Brad is also a recent inductee into the Canadian Sports Nutrition Hall of Fame. He's the author of 7 books, including international bestseller Fat Wars, 45 Days to Transform Your Body, BioAge, 10 Steps to a Younger You, Awaken Your Metabolism, Your Ultimate Guide to Abundant Energy, and most recently, Conquer Inflammation. Aside from being highlighted in numerous national magazines, health publications, and newspapers, Brad regularly appears as a leading health and fitness expert on national television programs throughout North America and has been heard on hundreds of radio talk shows. Brad is the person who is referred to by the International Mentors magazine as one of the most influential up-and-coming health mentors of our time. Brad, it's great to have you here in the studio today.
Thanks, Ken. It's great to be here.
Brad, I got to tell you, I know you're an author of numerous different books, but I haven't read them all. I did read one, though, because the title really intrigued me. It was Awaken Your Metabolism. And the thing I loved about the book is you talk in there about how somebody can actually regain the energy levels they had like when they were a kid.
Well, someone famous once said, how old would you be if you didn't know how old you were? And this is very true for the majority of the population because I think we get so caught up in how many candles we have on our birthday cakes, how old we are on a chronological level. Really, how many years have we been here on this earth? We have to realize that we're only as old as our cells' ability to really be able to repair themselves. And we call that in science anabolic metabolism or anabolism. And what that means is the body has this incredible ability to be able to repair and replace and replenish worn out cells. And we do this approximately 300 billion times in a 24-hour period, especially when we're young and we're vital and we're energetic. Well, what happens is we also fight an opposing force to that positive force of metabolism, and we call that catabolic metabolism or catabolism. And what that is that's the breakdown state of affairs, so to speak. That's when the body breaks down those cells before they can actually be replaced or replenished. And from the time we're born, we go through anabolic metabolism and catabolic metabolism. And what happens is when we're young and we're vital and we produce all of that beautiful energy that so many of us when we're that age take for granted, we are primarily in this rebuild phase, this anabolic phase. And at one time in our life or another, unfortunately these days at a very young age, usually in our teens or our 20s, what happens is we lose that youthful advantage. We lose that anabolic advantage. And we begin to break down a little quicker than the body is able to actually keep up with all of those repair mechanisms. So in a very real sense, we actually do become a little more catabolic at too young an age, which means we prematurely age. And one of the factors behind prematurely aging is we lose this incredible ability to maintain peak energy production. My book, Awaken Your Metabolism, was really how to regain that lost potential that we had in our youth. And I really do believe that the majority of our population is guilty of something called acceptance. And what I mean by that, Ken, is we accept this less than optimal way that we feel from day to day. And the reason we do this is because we can't remember what it felt like to produce that optimum energy when we were 5 or 6 or 10 or 15 or 20. And what happens is we live with this energy deficit. And when I talk about that, I'm not talking about severe energy deficit disorders such as chronic fatigue syndrome. I'm talking about the everyday lull that the majority of the population experiences. I'm talking about, you know, waking up in the morning and having aches and pains, the first thing that you experience when you wake up. I'm talking about waking up and really having to run a hot shower just so we can move our body in the morning. And I'm talking about the millions upon millions of individuals throughout North America, primarily, that have to brew that cup of coffee first thing in the morning just to get through the morning. And that cup of coffee, unfortunately, which turns into the pot of coffee. And that pot of coffee, which turns into the pot of coffee in the afternoon and unfortunately many times in the evening as well. We, in a very real sense, educate our bodies to no longer be able to use fuels effectively. We lose that optimum energy production, and the majority of us live with it as if there's nothing we can do about it. But science shows us there's many things we can do to regain that lost potential of youth. And I'm not talking about becoming that five-year-old again, Ken. I'm talking about regaining youthful metabolism. Whatever that youthful metabolism is, it means you're going to perform better than you're presently performing. It means that you're going to feel better than you presently feel. It means that you're going to look better than you presently look. And you put all of that into one package, and that, in a very real sense, is what youthfulness is all about. That's what that vitality is. And that is metabolism. And that, in a general sense of the word, is what we need to regain. It's what we need to become in touch with again. And we can do that if we're willing to take the necessary steps to get there again.
Brad, something you just said caught my attention. You said fuel for your body. What do you define as fuel for this metabolism?
Well, fuel is exactly what it is. It's the very substances that the human body requires to function. Now, never mind to just live, because unfortunately, the majority of people are doing just that. They're surviving, really. They're not really living. They're surviving. They're alive. They're breathing. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of them aren't doing that very well nowadays either. But the point is, fuel is what is necessary to keep us alive. And it falls into various factors. And those factors are really what we call the large nutrients that the human body requires in obviously large dosages. And those macronutrients are primarily the proteins and the various building blocks of those proteins that become our hair and our skin and our eyes and our immune system and the chemicals in which our brain uses to transmit messages. We call those neurotransmitters. Everything for the human body really has a protein base when you think about it. And then we have carbohydrates as well. And, you know, that's a whole subject unto itself, because I think people have become very skewed in their idea of what carbohydrates are all about nowadays. And people feel that they don't need any carbohydrates because they've gotten so mixed up with the various diet fads that are available in the industry and have come and gone. And that's a whole other tape series that we're talking about. But carbohydrates are a fuel source for the human body, and the various sugars which comprise those carbohydrates when they're broken down by our digestive enzymes. That's a whole other series as well, because we understand that the individual fatty acids that comprise those fats that we take in, well, you have good fats, but you also do have bad fats, and the same goes for the carbohydrates. You have good carbohydrates and you have bad carbohydrates. But there's other macronutrients nobody talks about that we need in very large dosages. And really, the most important macronutrient, if you really want to get down to it, is oxygen. You can't live, you know, for more than a few minutes without oxygen. And whatever happened to water? You know, you can't go more than a couple of days without water. And water is a macronutrient. And our bodies can, you know, they're not comprised of 70% pop. Or juice, or coffee, or whatever other substance you want to talk about. We have forgotten as a society that we once were, and we still are, comprised primarily of water. When you're talking about youth and youthful metabolism and that anabolic phase of metabolism, which we all want to get back to in whatever way we can, we do have to talk about water. Because water is the life factor. Water is what comprises those 70% of our cells when we're young. And the reason I say that when we're young is because as we get older, we dehydrate from the inside out. We literally start to dry up. Dr. Batman Galej, one of the world's premier researchers in water biochemistry, an MD in the United States, who wrote a bestseller called Your Body's Many Cries for Water. He treats many disorders by increasing water intake. It almost sounds like a no-brainer. But he has actually said that aging is very much a disease of drying up. We shrivel up, but we shrivel up from the inside out. We lose what we call intracellular water, water from inside the cell. And we do know that some hospitalized elderly patients have a very low intracellular water content. Some of them may have a water content of only 50%. We also know that obese people, to a very large extent, also have a very low intracellular water content. And too many negative things happen when we don't have enough water that lives inside the cells. Never mind the water outside the cells, but water needs to get inside the cells. Water produces energy. Very few people realize that. That we could not produce one iota of energy without water. And water produces this energy, almost like a bioelectrical dam in a sense, by taking all of those various nutrients, those macronutrients that we spoke about, and breaking them down into their simplest components. And those simplest components eventually become a fuel source for the human body. And we call that fuel source adenosine triphosphate, or ATP for short. And ATP has to break apart in a sense, and that is in a process we call hydrolysis. That means water broken. So we can't use our ATP effectively without having enough water. And this is really one of the primary reasons why so many people do not function effectively. They don't produce enough energy as they get older because they are really becoming dehydrated from the inside out.
You know, I have a definite appreciation for what you're saying when it comes to hydration, because I've always heard that most people are walking around dehydrated, they don't even know it.
Well, absolutely they don't. And as I mentioned, one of the first signs is really a lack of energy, and people never associate that with water. But, you know, before we even go any further, Ken, I just want to add something to that. The majority of our population, especially in America, are obese. We have a very big problem with obesity. I wrote a book on this 5 years ago. I did two follow-up books on this because of the problem. Because, you know, we walk on so many of these landmines. One-third of women, a quarter of men, at any one given time can be found either starting or completing the latest fad diet as we speak. And we call these fad diets for a reason, because they're really nothing more than short-term solutions. This is a lifelong problem that we're facing here. And what we have to realize is we are very often starving to death on full stomachs. We dig our graves with our knives and our forks and our spoons, and many times we're eating foods just because we have these excessive cravings, just because maybe we actually just think we're hungry. And something does happen as we get a little older. Our signals for thirst and hunger become mixed. They run awry somehow. And many times over, people who are really dehydrated believe that they're hungry and they overeat. And one of the things that I've often done with people, just as an experiment, and actually worked with people as well, is getting them to actually drink a full glass of properly filtered and mineralized water approximately 15 minutes before they eat. Not during their meal, but before they eat. And then just relax for a bit to see if maybe their hunger goes away, because that's a really good signal to show if you were indeed dehydrated.
Okay, so what I understand is that water is actually a macronutrient. Now, I didn't know that until today. But you also said micronutrients. Aren't minerals micronutrients?
Not only are minerals micronutrients, Ken, they're probably the single most important factor we could have to overall nutrition. And the reason they are, unlike vitamins, which are also micronutrients, the human body can actually manufacture some vitamins. Now, that doesn't mean we shouldn't supply the body with an abundance of vitamins, because I'm certainly one researcher that believes we should. But minerals are elements that the human body cannot manufacture. And they are required for absolutely every single biochemical reaction that really takes place within the 100 trillion or so cells that comprise the human body. So as you can see, Ken, we obviously need these minerals, and we need enough of these minerals to carry out all of these biochemical reactions. So you could just imagine if we were deficient in one or a few of these minerals, that there would be a deficit or a cog in the machine, so to speak. Well, unfortunately, there is a deficiency, especially in North America, and that's not coming from me, that's coming from research. And the research is showing, for instance, peer-reviewed journal, the Journal of the American College of Nutrition released a study December 2004, as a matter of fact, and they showed researchers from the University of Texas discovered a significant reduction in both the vitamins and minerals within commercial vegetables and fruits. Now, this was since 1950. What I'm trying to say is the minerals aren't being replaced in the soils. And if they're not being replaced in the soils, then how are the plants supposed to take them up if they're not there to begin with? And if the plants aren't taking them up and incorporating them into their structures, well, then obviously when we eat whatever fruits or vegetables we eat, we're not getting those in our own systems. So we have a deficiency of these. We know that they're not really found in abundance in our waters either. And myriad research is showing that various minerals, such as, you know, let's take the two top minerals that everybody knows about. Let's take calcium and magnesium. For instance, Ken, in a report from the Journal of the American College of Nutrition, that's another peer-reviewed journal, people who drink water deficient in calcium and magnesium, well, these are people who are generally more susceptible to our number one killer, which is cardiovascular disorders. Now, we also know that adults who don't consume the recommended amount of magnesium, well, these people are at least 1.48 to 1.75 times more likely to have higher levels of what we call inflammatory markers. And when we talk about inflammatory markers, we're talking about things that basically show how much inflammation is being produced in the body. And inflammation is not just for people who suffer from things like arthritis anymore. We know that there are inflammatory connections to almost every single disease that we could possibly think about, including cardiovascular disorders, cancer, and even things like Alzheimer's disease. So we have a very big problem when we have mineral deficiencies. And research that was presented in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition, now this was actually in 2005, I have a report right here, well, this shows that well over half, 68% of the American population is deficient in magnesium due to the fact that they don't even consume the recommended daily intake that was actually given by our government. And I personally think that's too low. So we do have myriad problems that we're facing here. I mean, let's look at a study here. This was actually a report of the Safe Drinking Water Committee. Yes, there is such a thing, of the National Academy of Sciences. This was actually put out in 1977. I'm going to quote this. In the United States, cardiovascular diseases account for more than one half of the approximately 2 million deaths occurring each year. It is estimated that the optimal conditioning of drinking water could reduce this cardiovascular disease mortality rate by as much as 15%, and this is in the United States. Now, one more thing before we go further, and this was actually from the Groundwater and Human Health Ministry of Environment. This was in British Columbia, and I'm going to quote this. According to the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, there have been more than 50 studies in 9 countries that have indicated an inverse relationship between water hardness and mortality from cardiovascular disease. That is, people who drink water that is deficient in magnesium and calcium generally appear more susceptible to this disease. And the U.S. National Academy of Sciences has estimated that a nationwide initiative to add calcium and magnesium to soft water might reduce the annual cardiovascular death rate by 150,000 in the United States. And you heard correctly, I said annual.
Wow, that's pretty compelling research. There's no doubt that minerals are obviously very important, especially calcium and magnesium. But when I hear minerals, something I'm a little confused on, I'm hoping you can help me better understand, is aren't minerals and electrolytes, which we hear a lot about, especially in the sports and fitness community, aren't they kind of one and the same?
Well, they are in a sense. I mean, electrolytes are a group of minerals, just as, you know, vitamins A and C and B are a group of vitamins. It doesn't mean they represent the entire class. But when we talk about the electrolytes, you're absolutely right, Ken. I mean, these are synonymous with the athletic community, and you see these athletes going and buying all of these electrolytes. And electrolytes are calcium and magnesium, but they're also, you know, potassium and sodium and chloride. These are very important for maintaining what we call the alkalinity of the human body. You see, from the moment we're born to the time that we're ready to literally retire from this earth, we're in a constant battle to maintain this alkalinity. We produce acids, and we also do produce alkalinity. And it's been said that we are really alkaline by nature, but we are acid by function. And by that, what we mean is that acid is actually produced as a byproduct of cellular metabolism. For instance, we were talking about athletes and we were talking about electrolytes. And when we exercise, I mean, this is something a lot of people can relate to. When you're lifting weights, for instance, you are actually performing that exercise in what we call an anaerobic environment. That means really without oxygen or not enough oxygen. And when you're performing exercise in an anaerobic environment, you cannot perform that exercise for a sustained period of time. So what happens if you're lifting weights, eventually it starts to hurt. And it starts to hurt because you build up an acid, and we call that lactic acid, and that eventually stops you from lifting the weight. That's why you can only do that certain amount of repetitions. Well, cellular metabolism also produces things like carbon dioxide and pyruvic acid. So those are acids we produce just by virtue of our metabolism. But we also produce acids through our diet. When we eat foods, we digest those foods, and we digest a lot of them because of the hydrochloric acid in our stomach. We also produce stress. And I mean, you can tell me, Ken, is there anybody that you know living on this planet right now that does not feel some form of physiological stress?
No, in fact, I think there's a lot of prescription drugs for those kind of things now.
Well, let me tell you something. Stress, biochemical stress, physiological stress, psychological stress, there is nothing that we know of in this day and age that actually adds more acid to the human body than actual stress. So the great majority of us are producing what we call too much acid. And we also know that research indicates that healthy people are in a slightly more alkaline environment, meaning their body fluids are slightly more alkaline than unhealthy individuals. And we also know that almost every single disease, including, you know, the top killer cardiovascular disease, the second killer cancer, we also know that diabetes and arthritis and almost any disease that you can think of, well, is really linked in one way or another to too much acid that's being produced in the body. And we know that a low alkalinity profile equates to low oxygen and vice versa. And as I explained at the very beginning of this, is we are only as good as our cells' ability to really be able to produce energy. What we did so efficiently when we were youthful, when we were that five-year-old. Remember that five-year-old that I spoke about at the very beginning, Ken?
Sure.
Remember that child, that youthful metabolism, anabolism, anabolic metabolism, what we strive to actually gain back again as we get older? Well, that, to a very large extent, is being slightly more alkaline than we are acid. And our diet and our lifestyle and all of this contributes to more acid buildup in the body. So we've really got a lot working against us, and we really need to have all the aid possible to be able to fight that excess acidity.
Okay, Brad, I think I understand what you're saying. It's all kind of coming together for me, but give me an example of what you're talking about, real life.
Real life? Look at the amount of soft drinks, pop, sodas that people are consuming in this day and age. I mean, as I mentioned, people don't know that their bodies are 70% water. They treat them as if they are 70% these other beverages. Ken, the hard cold truth is that aside from their sugars and or artificial sweeteners, the majority of soda and pop beverages, well, they're going to erode our health by causing our bodies to draw down upon these alkaline buffering minerals, and mainly calcium when we're talking about that. I mean, for example, it takes approximately 32 glasses of alkaline water at a pH value of 9 just to neutralize the acid from 12 ounces of soda. I mean, that's the average amount of soda that people drink numerous times a day.
Okay, again, Brad, when you said pH, just what is exactly pH again?
Well, pH, very simply, is hydrogen potential, or the power of hydrogen, so to speak. And it's a scale that's really rated from 1 to 14. What you think about it, where in the middle, 7 is actually neutral. Well, most body fluids should be in the range of approximately 7.1 to roughly 7.5. And as I mentioned earlier, by nature, we are designed, obviously, to be slightly more alkaline. Now, I want you to keep in mind for a second that a one-point drop in this pH rating or the scale equates to 10 times the acidity level. So, for instance, a pH drop from 7 to 6 is 10 times the acidity, and a drop from 7 to 5 is 100 times the acidity, and so on and so forth. If you were to consume the average soda that we mentioned earlier, which has a pH value of 2, we're talking about a lot of acid here, you would be consuming 100,000 times more acid than the average glass of water with a pH value of 7, neutral.
And Brad, we've talked about water, and obviously at this point, I think anybody listening to you's got to believe that that's probably one of the best things they could be putting in their body, especially after what we just heard about soda. Just drinking plain water alone will not necessarily help you get all the benefits that we've talked about here today. You need to add something to that water. Fortunately for us, Zuma Worldwide has a brand new product called Extreme X2O that when added to water actually has the ability to accomplish just about everything we talked about here today. I was just hoping before we close this session, you might be willing to comment on your personal feelings about Extreme X2O.
Well, Ken, I think you summarized it beautifully. I certainly couldn't have said it better myself. You know how I feel about water. I think everybody listening to this tape knows how I feel about water and cellular hydration and really what it means to the overall potential of the human body and the way that human body performs. And I think anytime you have something that is going to address those three primary factors of what we spoke about today, the hydration level of the human body, getting the water inside the cell so the cell itself is more hydrated to produce more energy, so we feel better, we look better, we perform better, enhancing the overall mineral content of the body, and even more importantly, Ken, delivering those minerals to the body in a form that they can actually use, an ionic form, a free form. And finally, addressing that acid-alkaline balance of the body, enhancing the overall alkalinity of the body. And Ken, as a product formulator, I really have to say that it's refreshing to see something that is completely natural, completely free of any additives, safe to use, easy to use, and something that will actually help give something back instead of taking something away from the body. For those reasons and everything we spoke about today, it's something I would certainly recommend.
Well, and considering all the products that you get exposed to each and every year, Brad, as a nutritional researcher and scientist, it's certainly an honor to have you personally recommend Extreme X2O. So whether you're an athlete looking for peak performance, or maybe a parent who's concerned about your children's beverage choices, or maybe you're just somebody looking to enjoy better overall health, Extreme X2O is the right choice. Just one sachet can transform your water into premium fuel for your body's daily needs. You owe it to yourself and your family to give this product a try. The way to get your hands on this product is easy. Simply contact the person who gave you this information and tell them that you'd like to try Extreme X2O. And the best news is you're protected with a 100% money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. So contact the person who gave you this information and tell them that you're ready to hydrate, mineralize, and revitalize your body with Extreme X2O.